Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rallies against China's unusually strict COVID-19 rules spread to several cities over the weekend, and authorities eased some regulations, apparently to try to quell public anger. But the government showed no sign of backing down on its larger coronavirus strategy, and analysts expect authorities to quickly silence the dissent. With police out in force Monday, there was no word of protest in Beijing or Shanghai. Protest against China's strict zero COVID policy and restrictions on freedoms have spread to at least a dozen cities around the world. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Dozens of protesters gathered in Hong Kong on Monday to show solidarity in a city that is no stranger to anti-government protests. People brought flowers and candles. I'm here because I don't quite agree with mainland China's policies on COVID, says this resident. In Sydney, about 200 people gathered outside its town hall to show support for protesters.
We as Australians have to be a voice for China.
Similar scenes unfolded in London and Tokyo over the weekend.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. A protester ran onto the field carrying a rainbow flag and wearing a blue Superman t-shirt that said Save Ukraine on the front and Respect for Iranian Woman on the back during a World Cup match between Portugal and Uruguay. Security officials chased the protester down and the flag was dropped on the field before the person was escorted off the field. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The third round of consultations for the peace process in the Democratic Republic of Congo, facilitated by the East Africa Regional Bloc, have begun in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, with a plan to discuss reforms that will facilitate disarmament of rebel groups.
To identify firstly the political process and institutional reforms necessary to create an environment conducive for the disarmament of armed groups at regional, national, and provincial level.
Former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was the facilitator of the Monday talks. Leaders who attended a summit in Angola last week called for a ceasefire, followed by a rebel withdrawal from the major towns that are currently under the M23 rebel group control. While M23 was not formally a party to the talks in Angola, it has said it will accept the ceasefire. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians to expect another week of cold and darkness ahead, predicting more Russian attacks on infrastructure that would not cease until Moscow ran out of missiles. Russia has been carrying out massive missile bombardments on Ukraine's energy infrastructure roughly weekly since early October as a frigid winter sets in. In an overnight address, Zelensky said he expected new attacks this week could be as bad as last week's, the worst yet, that left millions of people with no heat, water, or power. A gunman in New York pleaded guilty to a racist supermarket massacre earlier this year. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
This case is a poster child for swift justice.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn at a news conference carried by WKBW after the white gunman who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket last May pleaded guilty.
Justice has been done today. But while justice has been accomplished, nothing will ever bring back the 10 beautiful people who lost their lives on that day.
Attorney Ben Crump, who represents some of the victims' families, on a very difficult day.
It was just gut-wrenching, and it made you angry all over again.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Haiti's ambassador to the United States on Monday said the international community should send a strike force to Haiti to confront gangs, even though police have ended a blockade of a fuel terminal that caused a humanitarian crisis. The UN Security Council in October discussed sending troops to confront gangs, but those proposals have received little attention since police took back control of the terminal in November. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.